proclamation number 8848 dated the August 30th, 1964. Strength of faith. Nourishing the believers. Believe me that you will still live to suffer hard times which will discourage you if you don't have an unwavering faith. A faith of such intensity that you can contact me at any time and take complete strength from this relationship. That you can endure whatever happens to you in the knowledge that I know of it and will not give you more than you can bear. Because then it is essential that you prove yourselves by requesting strength from me in order to resist those who will take action against you with the intention of stopping you and your work for me. But then you will also triumphantly succeed, since they too are open to instructions. You can inform them about the purpose and goal of earthly life. You will be able to make them understand the meaning of their existence on this earth, and a few will listen to you. Thus you will have gained those already, because I myself will support you. During this time many things will still happen that will make them think, and world events will not pass them by without leaving an impression either. But the achievement of your strong faith will not go unnoticed by those who will treat you with hostility, and anyone who is not yet completely committed to Satan will be impressed by the strength of faith. The effect of a strong faith will be clearly evident to them when they confiscate every necessity of life from you and then have to witness that you live in spite of it, that you don't suffer poverty and that even the laws of nature can't harm you. That you are not nourished by people yet nevertheless live, that you receive the strength from above, which you need only request in your prayer. And this strength of faith is to be requested by you now, because if this faith is not strong enough you will hardly use the opportunity to pray sincerely and with complete trust at the time of hardship. Thus make use of this time and constantly pray for the strengthening of your faith, for assistance during the time when you will be scared and can hardly think of yourselves. Then it will suffice to send a brief thought to me, a call from the heart, and I myself will be with you and protect my own during all hardship and danger. Because this is what I promised you and now promise you again. That you who labor and are heavily burdened should come unto me. And you will have to suffer a lot of hardship, but it should not alarm you, because your helper is ready at all times to protect you, and people will not be able to harm you as long as you are in close contact with me. And it is certain that you will remain close to me because everything will take on such dimensions that only one can help you. And you'll take the path to the one because you are already in such close contact with me that you cannot forget me anymore. And for the sake of my own I will shorten the time since, beyond doubt, the world will be full of devils and every one of them will try to kill you. But in the same way my angels will surround you and protect you from them. Because my might will finally triumph over my adversary and his followers. And your time of suffering will be over, you will be allowed to experience the new earth, and all hardship will have come to an end. Amen.